All right, so we're just going to do a couple quick episodes tonight. Nothing too dramatic, probably 10-minute max, maybe even less than that. I want to talk about the UVXY. Obviously, the UVXY is something that I'm always involved in. I play both sides of it. I do believe that you can actually make more money from volatility in general than you can any other medium. So, but yeah, so for me personally, I'm always trying my best to get involved in the UVXY in one way or another. I think it's important to be involved in something that's volatile. That plays with the volatility of the market because it's inflationary times right now. I ended up racking up a lot of put options when people thought the market was going to collapse. So the put options surprisingly were cheaper than expected. So it was a good price. Second, the UVXY did a reverse split. Very happy about this. So it allowed me to get closer and closer to my options contracts and to make sure they expired, worth something. And the really neat part about being involved in the UVXY is just the sole fact that if it goes up like crazy, what people don't necessarily always realize is if the market crashes like crazy, right, which would result in the UVXY. So think of it this way. If the market is doomed and crashes or whatever, UVXY goes up one way or another. You know, it's like if the S&P 500 is doing terrible, goes down 8%, chances are the UVXY will go up like 80% or even possibly more. Who knows? UVXY is definitely a leveraged ETF, a leveraged exchange-traded fund, which I firmly believe in, and I'm always glad to hold on to it. But at the same time, it's not a long-term hold that you can just hold on to forever. You know what I mean? Like, as in, you can't just hold on to it and expect, and expect everything to be okay, because if the market were to crash, it would not be a forever thing. And you do want to make sure that you sell a decent amount of your position. If you make a lot of money from the UVXY from a market crash, then you definitely want to eventually cash out maybe half of your holdings is probably what I would recommend. I haven't had to see a major crash yet with the UVXY as it continues to roll down in price. I continue to buy one share at a time and another share and another share and another share. And I have several put contracts that I had bought before the reverse split, which have made me a handsomely wealthy man. But I haven't sold them yet, so technically I'm not yet. But here's the thing. The whole reason I'm doing this is because I firmly believe, and in my thesis, I believe you can play against the market on both sides. I actually believe this. You can play both sides of the market without risking that much. And a lot of people don't always technically realize this, and I'm really hoping people start opening their eyes to this, because being able to play the market the way I play it, it helps out a lot, man. I've been able to do things I didn't expect I'd be able to do in the market overall. And it's been really extremely fun. It keeps dwindling down more and more and more. So this is making me happy. My put options look great. They look sexy. They're very valuable. Because remember, just a refresher course for anybody, a put option is basically, in a weird way, a bet against something. So I'm betting against the UVXY, which means I'm technically betting that the market's going to go up one way or another. And I'm also essentially what I'm doing is I'm betting that this volatility index will continue to go down to zero as it normally would without any pause. And I buy a lot of long-term put options for this because I firmly believe, and I will always tell everybody this, I firmly, firmly fucking believe that the UVXY is going to continue its dip on down, and we're going to be mainly because of all the money printing. Now, eventually, though, when inflation rears its ugly head, the Fed's going to have to make a difficult choice. The Fed's going to have to say, what should we do now? Should we raise interest rates on all the cash that we're letting everybody borrow for so cheap? Should we stop printing so much money? And here's the thing, man. If the Fed ends up doing this, a lot of companies are going to pull back. This could cause the next great recession or possibly great depression. I say you move that lever 1%, 2%. You're looking at something very, very interesting. And we're playing with fire. We're really playing with fire right now as a nation, economically speaking, at least. So it's a little scary. And I don't know what to think about where we're at. And it's important to kind of contemplate where we're at currently, because if we don't, you know, if we don't want to drink it, look at my information here. I've been trying to also trying to find the right camera angle, by the way. Something that kind of, yeah, actually works, because I don't want to see, I don't want everybody to see every part of my house. I just want people to see kind of the crux of what they're looking at. Just the, you know, don't mind people seeing the back of my laptop. I could freaking care less. But the whole goal at this point is to just, I mean, for me, the whole goal is extremely, extremely simple. I want to make sure that we're focusing on all the right things. And if we're not, you know, then we may be seeing some pretty scary times ahead, if we're not focusing on the correct stuff. And probably thinking to yourself, what do you mean by the correct stuff, dude? What are you talking about? Are you getting it? Well, and what I mean by the correct stuff is we're not looking at, you know, the fact that the economy is really dancing on a knife's edge. And I think this is important to really recognize. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody, you know, CNBC acts as if everything's fine. Not everything is fine. And I got to agree, you know, and look, maybe I've watched a little too much of The Big Short. I'll admit it. I personally, I love The Big Short. I think it's one of the best, first off, it's one of the best books on the financial crisis that you're ever going to read. And it's all in my opinion, by the way. I personally am very biased, and I love the book. I love the movie. It's a hell of a ride. But what I can say to you all, what I want you all to realize is just consider that maybe the UVXY isn't that bad of a long-term hold for now. Now, like I said, the put options I buy, they gain in value very easily, very quickly. So there is a beauty to owning all of these put options. This gives me the opportunity to still stay in the market. Just still stay in saying, hey, the market's going to continue to do fine as long as I bet against this. I'm basically saying the market's going to continue to go up because of inflation. Also, me buying the UVXY as it goes down is basically me also saying there's also the distinct possibility I could be easily wrong about this. And you have to make sure that you're covering both sides. This is something I talk about all the time. And it's kind of an, so I created this system because I wanted asymmetric risk reward. And what that means is what I'm really looking for is low risk, high reward. Simple as that. Everybody says that you can't have a high reward without high risk. On the contrary, we see investors do this all the time with different strategies. We see hedge funds do this all the time. In fact, I'm kind of using a hedge fund strategy if you think about it. So, me using a hedge fund strategy really isn't the worst idea in the world. And this allows me to play the game in a way I didn't think I'd be able to play. You know, it's very fun. It's very enticing. It's stimulating to me. I love playing the game this way. And I think, and what I really think is going to happen is we're looking at, I'm losing my words here. I'm losing my train of thought. But what we're really looking at is, we're looking at, God, I can't think. Sorry, I was vacuuming my house earlier, my apartment. I think I accumulated too much dust in my eyes and stuff. But anyway, what I'm really trying to get at here is very, very simple. And I'm sorry I lost my train of thought towards the end of this video. But what I really am trying to say is, though, is volatility is your friend. One of the reasons why I was able to make so much from the Shiba Inu coin is I got in early knowing it would be very volatile and people would want to get in at some point. At some point, I didn't know when. I didn't think it would be as soon as I got into it. I basically got into it at a very deep bottom at 506. So when I got it, people were selling off like crazy, and I'm just excited I was able to get in. Also, I'm very excited to announce the public app now is not just on the app itself. You can actually browse your investments and start investing on public.com. So now you have the opportunity not just to browse people's profiles, but you have the opportunity to browse your own investment portfolio and make decisions that you feel are necessary to make your portfolio better. So, and feel free to just visit public.com/MichaelGarza69, by the way, as my actual public name. But yeah, I'm just excited. And the whole goal, like I say, I always say the goal is for me to help people become more financially literate and more financially sound and get their act together. You know, you can still be an employee. You could still do your job. And you can still find ways to make side income that's completely passive because you want your money to work for you, not you work for your money. Now, look, everybody has to work for their money at some point. You know, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was, born with some defects, I have to say, when it comes to neurologically speaking. You know, I hate to say this, but I'm a big candidate for having Alzheimer's at an earlier age than I probably should have, because I don't know. It pisses me off, but that's probably why I live the life I live, because I'll never know when I mentally deteriorate, and I don't think I will, because I am doing all the right things. You know, I use turmeric to prevent any possible Alzheimer's or any neurological deterioration. I've been taking turmeric powder. I take the turmeric supplement. I have to say it may be my one shot at preventing any neurological deterioration, at least a rapid neurological deterioration. But it's going to be an interesting day when that happens. But until then, I want to make sure that I create generational wealth. You know, my life hasn't been always fun. I've struggled with depression. Not fun. It's hard. A lot of depression. I think there is something that could be a little bit neurologically off with me, but I try not to think about it too much, but I want to be honest about it with my viewers. I do think that, you know, while I do get depressed, I feel awful sometimes, just mentally. I feel tired. And that's definitely a sign of depression for sure, where you just feel tired and you don't want to move, or it's something I've had to really deal with and I had to really confront as I've gotten older. But, you know, I'm lucky. I have the love of my life in my life. That's super important to me. And she loves me, even though I'm embarrassing and even though I don't have the same viewpoints she does, at least politically or anything. Or she's okay with me being a minimalist. Thank goodness, you know, because I'm lucky. And I will say this, though, for anybody who is lonely out there who doesn't have a special someone in their life, you know, you're not on the wrong track. You're on the right track, I think. You can be on the right track. And look, you just have to really work on yourself, you know, find people, you know, because nobody really wants to date anybody who doesn't have at least some form of ambition. And that's I only say that to be encouraging to you. I think you can have ambition. And if you say I'm not an ambitious person, you could be, you know, it's okay to want something for yourself. You know, people say that's selfish, but I think that's selfish of people to say it's selfish, you know. You know, who are they to judge what's selfish? You know, we all have to look out for ourselves and others, too. I say do both. You know, you can have your cake and eat it, too. That's my stark philosophy, and I've been able to live that life so far. So I just want to help people. Anyway, I'm going to keep this episode short. I will probably do one episode tonight. This one so far is going to be my only episode, probably. And then I'm just going to simply do 5 TikTok videos. I'm trying to make it to where I have a bit of a pattern I do every night. So one YouTube video and then 5 TikToks. Because I do use TikTok as an advertising platform for the show. I honestly hate TikTok as a platform. It pisses me off. It's so fucking annoying. It's ridiculously kind of addicting, oddly enough. And they do their best to make it addicting. That's why I don't have the app. I basically go on my desktop and I go to the upload video section and I upload these crazy ass videos that are like 3 minutes long. So I'll just do that. They don't want to record too late. But anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to view this video, and stay safe, stay sexy, and have an incredible rest of the night. Bye.